Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections to make sure we have representation of all ages. Please let me ask you, what is the year of your birth?
2004.
What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional's degree, e.g. MD, DDS, JD, or doctorates?
Diploma high school.
Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No, I am Native Hawaiian.
You said American Indian, Alaska Native?
Mm-hmm.
And are you registered to vote? Or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
It's 50-50.
How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
5.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. And 0 means your vote has no power at all. And a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
5.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read them to you. Criminal justice reform, police violence, climate change, healthcare, student loans, forgiveness, student loan forgiveness, crime and violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, immigration, abortion, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation. Please select two.
Healthcare and police brutality.
Now we like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. I'm going to go ahead and provide to you the names of groups and people. Republicans in Congress, would you say you are unfavorable, neutral, favorable, 0 to 10?
1.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
Don't know him.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Joe Biden?
Have.
What about Kamala Harris?
Six.
What about Democrats in Congress?
I would go with an eight.
If the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I am between undecided. If it's between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, I would go with Joe Biden.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party independent candidate, or undecided, or you will not vote?
Biden.
Okay. If you had to choose today, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Biden.
And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democrats.
Would you say your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
I would say about almost the same, a little bit.
Okay. Would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? I'm going to go ahead and read the priorities, traits to you at this moment. Somebody who wants to build black wealth, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who wants to build black for wealth?
More.
Would it be somewhat more or much more likely to support?
Somewhat.
What about someone who is too woke?
Not like.
Would that be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Less.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
What about someone who is effective and gets things done?
Somewhat more.
What about someone who is honest and ethical?
Somewhat more.
What about someone who fights racism and discrimination?
Somewhat more.
What about someone who protects abortion rights?
Somewhat more.
What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
Somewhat more.
For each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Someone who wants to build black wealth, how would you describe them? 0 does not describe them at all. 10 describes them extremely well. From 0 to 10. Okay. Someone who puts people over politics. From 0 to 10.
Ten.
What about someone who defends democracy?
No.
What about someone who secures the border?
No.
What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
10.
What about someone who grows the economy?
10.
What about someone who looks out for people like me or like yourself?
10.
Okay, next I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress. 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 to 10. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided a real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic. Would that be not motivated at all, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress?
Extremely.
Okay.
Motivated.
We'll go ahead and read to you the other statement. As a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. How would that describe, how would you describe as motivation from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about the following statement? As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. How would you describe that as a motivation from 0 to 10?
10.
What about the following statement? As a working parent, my family now has the health care coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act. How would you describe that as a motivation from 0 to 10?
9.
Okay. What about the following statement? As as an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing Black business ownership as its fastest rate in 30 years. How would you describe that as a motivation to support somebody for Congress?
I'll go with 9.
I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years. Please select the 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. I'm going to go ahead and read them to you at this moment. Invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurship brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans. Sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, lowered the cost of prescription drugs, and capping insulin cost at $35 for seniors. Please select two or three.
Student loans and I think you said homeowners, I believe, the homeowner one.
Yes, I invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind, and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democrat.
Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? The first statement is the following. We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty. The next statement, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right from those two?
The second one.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and a 0 means it is not at all a convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. While Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have a new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries as a representative in Congress. Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working hard on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us. Would that be not convincing at all, neither convincing nor convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10? Okay. What about the following statement? Costs are way too high and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so that we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra wealthy are rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs by capping prescription drug costs to $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10?
Give it a 10.
Okay. What about no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will, but Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that will force a woman to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's wealth. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion. How would you say that is of convincing from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about the following statement? Gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10?
10.
And what about the following statement? Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023. How would that be of convincing from 0 to 10?
A 9.
We have just a few more questions to ask again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and a 10 means you are extremely motivated?
But.
Okay. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
9.
Okay, sometimes in surveys like this, people change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Democrats.
Once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well. 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them well at all. Someone who wants to build Black wealth, how would you say it describes Democrats in Congress from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. What about someone who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable?
10.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative?
Yeah.
Are you the parent or guardian to any children under age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Oh my goodness, Democrat. Sorry.
do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Not as strong?
No. Strong. I'm sorry.
Strong.
Yeah.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, or...
Student.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or were you not eligible or too young, or not, or you did not vote?
Biden.
Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Would you
honestly, I don't remember because I didn't even do it myself.
Would you say an estimate less than $24,999 or $250,000 or more, or can you give me an estimate, please?
Less, way less than the number you said.
Would that be $100,000? To $249,999, or